Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
In this episode, I want to go over a topic that was discussed maybe 2 to 3 weeks ago in the It Pays to Have Good Credit Facebook group. A few weeks late on making this episode, I've pretty much been slammed with work, which is a good thing. But this is a very, very, very important topic. In fact, I actually hear this question a lot whenever customers reach out to us and they ask these questions on what we do differently than what they may have done or maybe a different company has done. And that question is, should they dispute online or should they dispute through mail? So a lot of times customers will just simply ask me directly, hey, Chris, I'm all signed up for the service. Is these disputes going to be online? Is there something I need to track? Or is these disputes sent by mail? Which one is better? People that are working on their own credit reach out to me who are in the It Pays to Have Good Credit Facebook group. And they ask me all the time, hey, Chris, you know, I got one thing on my credit. Should I just do this online? Because I don't want to go out and spend money on shipping stuff and printing letters and buying stamps and going to the post office and all of that. And then you have to wait for them to mail you back. So a lot of people really want to know, what is the best way to dispute things that are on your credit report? Should you do it online? Should you do it through an app? Or should you mail? And the correct answer to that is, realistically, it depends what your situation is, okay? You can always dispute anything and everything online these days, as well as anything and everything through mail. But there is a few differences. Me personally, operating a credit repair company, regardless if I was helping customers do this or if I had to dispute something on my own credit report, I know just from the experience and doing this every day for a living that having a paper trail and disputing through mail is just a better way for me or us as a company. Okay. Now, if you're someone out there in the world and you literally have perfect credit and you miss one late payment and you have one little thing on your credit, then yeah, just dispute online. Okay. You can go to the credit bureau's website or you can download any type of credit monitoring app, and there should be like a little button that says dispute. But guys, listen to this. The only thing that button does on these apps is just claim that the account does not belong to you. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't go into detail. Therefore, when you click that button, the dispute probably closes in a day or so after that and just claim that the account was verified and this belongs to you. So you can't really explain your situation on an app. You know, it's just sending an alert to the credit bureaus or the creditor stating that you don't believe this account belongs to you, which doesn't do anything. I mean, that's just as useless as sending in some type of automated letter that you found on Google that everyone in the world has seen that claims the account does not belong to you. Okay. Now, on the credit bureau's website, they allow you to dispute online as well. But then I understand everything in life does not happen in one try. You know, for example, if I gain a bunch of weight and I'm trying to work out, you know, I'm not going to lose weight in one workout. It's going to take several months of effort and hard work to lose weight. You know, if everything can just fall off of me in one workout, I mean, boy, everybody in the world would be skinny and be in shape and be so healthy. just from eating one meal or eating, one energy bar or, drinking one energy drink or doing one extreme workout, if that fixed all of your problems, right? So same thing with working on your credit. Disputing something one time and just giving up is not going to help your situation, because once the credit bureaus disagree with your online dispute, guess what? Many times, especially on the Experian app, if you go to try to dispute that again and just click a button that says dispute, this doesn't belong to me, or I don't think it's right, or whatever the case is, they're not going to allow you to dispute multiple times. They're not going to allow you to submit a duplicate dispute. So let's just say you disputed a late payment on your credit and it really was a billing issue. You can't get in contact with the creditor, or they just refuse to fix it, whatever the case is. And you dispute it once with the credit bureaus and you click the button that says dispute. You can't really go in detail. And the credit bureaus find that it's verified because the account belongs to you. You know, they don't know what your situation is because you can't explain your situation. And then they close the dispute and you're like, well, shoot, that didn't do anything. They didn't even read, or they didn't even understand why I'm disputing it. I'm going to do it again. Well, guess what? You hit that button and then ding, they won't let you do it. So that's why, again, me being in the credit repair industry and me doing this for a living, helping many people improve their credit scores, I don't like doing anything online, because you're not really doing anything. You can't provide, documents, you can't highlight things, you can't circle things. I like to physically be able to point out what I'm disputing, what errors I found, what lack of verification I received from debt collection companies and things like that. I like to physically mail that stuff. Yes, it costs money to ship things. Yes, it costs money to buy printer and ink, every 2 days for this printer and things like that. But, nothing's better than physically mailing things and showing things in person versus clicking a button that just says, I don't think this should be on my credit. That doesn't do anything. So in my opinion, again, if you have one little thing on your credit and you don't have time to go through the actual real credit repair process yourself, yes, dispute online, you may get lucky and maybe the creditor just doesn't respond. That's the only way something could possibly get deleted on the internet these days. You can try the little online dispute button that way, and if it gets deleted, sure. If it's just one thing and it's not bugging you, just leave it as is if you don't have time to go through the real process. But if you are someone who have 3, 4, 5, 10, 15, 35, 40, 50 negative accounts, and yes, I've seen those, all these negative accounts on your credit, unfortunately, yes, you would have to go through and mail and be more serious with these disputes. Go in detail, print out your billing statements, print out any type of inaccuracies you see on your credit report, circle them, go through them, request verification, go into detail, mail them, keep copies of what you send. If you don't get any response or they refuse to investigate, you got the CFPB, you can, potentially request them to investigate and look into it for you. So you have all of these options when it comes to mailing, and you have your copies, you have your proof of what you sent. So that's why I always advise mailing as the long-term correct way of going through the disputing process, because it's just a much better and professional way of doing things versus clicking a button online that says dispute. I don't think this is supposed to be on here. Me personally, I think that's what they want you to do just so they can make you give up and stop bugging them every single month. But with mail, they kind of don't have that option to prevent you from mailing them. So that is all with this episode, guys. This is just something I wanted to help explain the difference between online and mailing, because we get so many people that are like, oh, I can do this online, or I've tried to do this online, nothing worked, but I don't have time to mail stuff. A lot of people ask, what's the difference? Is it worth it? Is it not worth it? Is it the same? Is it not the same? So I hope this episode pretty much explained why I recommend mailing over online, especially if you have multiple things that you need to work on your credit.
If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S, creditrepair.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.